Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and exclusive interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, on this episode, we get part number two of our talk with guitar legend Dick Dale.
Leo had a favorite saying, when it can withstand the punishment of Dick Dale, it is then fit for human consumption.
Much more coming up. Plus, we hear from Furious, Gene Vincent, Robert Gordon, Levi Dexter, and the Gretsch Brothers, and so much more. Now, let's kick it off, well, with the Queen of Rockabilly and her feisty 1961 cover of the Lieberstoller hit, Riot in Cell Block Number 9.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my fun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, this is a hit. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. They called the state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
This is Robert Gordon, and you're listening to James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
When I'm going down to Louisville, I heard it's such a mighty fine place. Tired of the city, tired of the old rat race. Gonna see my pretty, pretty baby, but you know I'm coming on back. Yeah, coming on back. Well, I got my boots on my feet, shirt on my back. I'm a long, tall daddy walking down the track. Gonna quit this big old town. I'm gonna quit this big old town. Well, if you think I'm just talking about what I'm gonna do, when you see me walk straight out the door, you know I ain't kidding you. I'm gonna see my pretty, pretty baby. You know I'm coming on back. Yeah, I'm coming on back. I got my boots on my feet, shirt on my back. I'm a long, tall daddy walking down the track. I'm gonna quit this big old town. Quit this big old town. We'll be right back.
town. When I get down to Louisville, I know I'm gonna have me a time. There'll be no more trouble, no more messing with my mind. Well, gonna see my pretty, pretty baby. She know I'm coming on back. Yeah, I'm coming on back. I got my boots on my feet, shirt on my back. I'm a long, tall daddy walking down the track. I'm gonna quit this big old town. Quit this big old town.
From his latest project on Landmark Records, I'm Coming Home. It's Robert Gordon with Quit This Big Old Town, written by Dibs Preston of the Rockettes. Hey, one of our sponsors, Ink and Iron Festival, is underwriting this portion of the program. And for the first time, they're coming to Nashville, Tennessee, August 6th through the 9th, with artists such as Wanda Jackson, Reverend Horton Heat, Merle Haggard, Danny B. Harvey, Linda Gail Lewis, Carl Mann, so many more. Ink-in-iron.com. That's ink-in-iron.com is where you can find the full lineup. Hey, up next is an artist. Our guest Dick Dale went to go here in the late 50s. Found a guy in his band, taught him a few things like how to play the slide guitar. That artist went on to be huge, shall we say. We'll hear all about that here in a little bit. But first, here's Little Richard from 1956 with A Girl Can't Help It.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it. Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the mean folks get in gold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the grand slice turn to toe.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger maid to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware?
The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
If she mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. She was born to please.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And if I go to hell on bending knee.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it if she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye and the brass lights turn to toe.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger maid to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't. She's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Checking in her blue suede shoes, rocking and rolling and bopping the blues. Ducktail hair and a blue lace tie. The chicks go wild when I pass by. Titty boy rock, titty boy rock. Roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Well, we go to a club where the kids all meet. They all kick on to a crazy beat. As soon as the chief walks in the door, rocking and bopping on the Hollywood floor. Titty boy rock, titty boy rock. Roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Titty boy rock, titty boy roll, titty boy rock.
lazy. I stay at home and my mother says I'm crazy. All the squares try to put me down. They ain't gonna stop me rocking in town. Teddy boy rock, teddy boy rock. Oh, rock and roll, rock and roll. Yeah, teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll. 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 Teddy boy rock, teddy boy rock and roll. Let's go again now. Sometimes I think it just ain't enough. Give me a name, so I'm gonna shut the town. Right looking yellow, wear it upside down. Teddy boy rock, teddy boy rock. Roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Yeah, teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll. 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 Teddy boy rock, teddy boy rock and roll. Yeah, teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll. Teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll, teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll, teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll, teddy boy rock, teddy boy rock and roll. Oh, teddy boy rock, teddy boy roll, 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 teddy boy rock.
The legendary Ink and Iron Festival comes to Nashville, Tennessee for the first time at the Bicentennial Mall Park at Municipal Auditorium August 6th to the 9th, featuring artists such as Merle Haggard, Wanda Jackson, Reverend Horton Heat, Shooter Jennings, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings. Also, the legends of Sun Records and the air-conditioned Big Top Tent, including Linda Gale Lewis, Carl Mann, W.S. Flu Collin, Danny B. Harvey, and Annie Marie Lewis, J.M. Van Eaton, Sleepy LaBeef, Stan Perkins, Rayburn Anthony, and so many more artists, but that's not all. See Vaudeville and cabaret performers, along with the nation's top aerial performers, custom motorcycles, hot rods, and custom cars.
And don't forget the ink.
280 of the world's top tattoo artists will be on hand for your tattoo desires. That's the Ink and Iron Festival, August 6th to 9th at the Bicentennial Mall Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Find us online at ink-n-iron.com. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we just heard Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers with Teddy Boy Rock and Roll. It's from their latest All Through the Night. All right, it's time to get back into our interview with Dick Dale. Now let's start with the title cut from his King of the Surf Guitar album, right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Oh, how he can suck those strings. Oh, how he
title track of his King of the Surf Guitar album. That's Dick Dale. Now, while Dick explains this nickname stuck, it did not really explain his full style. Here's Dick Dale.
And then, you know, people say King of the Surf Guitar. They call me King of the Surf Guitar only because I was surfing at the time. And at first, when I opened up the Rondo Ballroom to play, I only had about 17 surfers with me because it was a club called Fifth Street Crew, the number 5TH, Fifth Street Crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, guys, I'm playing tonight. You guys want to come on down? So they came down. I had 17 people in a ballroom that held 4,000 people. And then in a week's time, the word got out, and we didn't have advertising. We didn't have the money to do that. And it was packed to the walls to 4,000 people a night. And they would say, man, you're the king. You're the king, man. King of the surf guitar. But I was playing and singing songs from everything from Louis Armstrong on my trumpet to Night Train on like Joe Houston, all that kind of stuff. And I was playing an accordion, a concertina. I was playing, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey? Won't You Come Home? That ain't country, no. You know. I played every style. And then I played the love songs, the Latino stuff. And I played Hank Williams. And I played everything, but I put a beat to it. I was using my guitar. I'd be banging on them strings, and the people just got this driving sound. So they called me King of the Surf Guitar because I was surfing. Yeah, I was their buddy.
Yeah.
And now that's in the White House. I mean, Jerry Lewis, congressman, he presented it to the speakers of the Assembly and the speakers of the House, and they wanted to vote it, this letter that he wrote about what Dick Dale has done for his country, and they wanted to put it into the Congressional Hall of Records for all time. And they voted it.
Yeah.
Then I got a thing that came to me, Federal Express, and said, guess what? We just voted this you into the Congressional Hall of Records. And that letter is on my webpage. You can go, if you open up my webpage, click on personal, and then scroll halfway down, and you see a letter from Jerry Lewis, the congressman. And that's how I got put into the Congressional Hall of Records in the White House for all time.
That is amazing.
Then you talk about Tennessee and Nashville. It's the greatest award in the world to be voted by your peers. You have to be voted by, I was voted by over 100,000 members of my peers to be into the Musicians Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum. So that's the real deal.
Yeah.
But the thing to say, we found it out that when I did the beginning for the movie, and it was in New York, sold out to the max. And then a booker wanted to book me back 6 months later. But when I went back, we only had half a house. And we're going, what the hell's the matter? What happened? And one of the guys said, Dick, let me take you outside. And he took me outside. And on the building was King of the Surf Guitar, Beach Party, Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello. Frankie and Annette were great. Annette, God bless her soul. And we were very close. And Frankie is an incredible entertainer. If people doesn't have a chance to see him, go and see him at the casinos. But the thing is that we were outside. There was these posters all over the place, you know, Beach Party, Beach Blanket, Bingo, and everything. So I said, you know, I just don't play surf music. It should be guitar legend. I'm known for the guitar, pioneering the Stratocaster, making the Transformers with Leo Fender and the 15-inch speakers. I am the father of heavy metal, they call me, in Spain. Because we were the first to create loudness.
Yeah.
The father of loud. They said I was louder than Motorhead, for Christ's sake. So these are the things that I'm the guy who pioneered the first electronics like that with Leo.
Miles ago, man, 50 miles ago, I got a witness rational, 50 miles ago, my body's yelling, let her rip, accelerator's down, I gotta make a sharp right turn, look out, I'm coming around, oh yeah, wow. 40 miles ago, man, 40 miles ago, I got a witness rational, the rain is coming down now, it's very hard to see, but I'll be flying blind here, nobody's catching me. Play your guitar, man. Whoa!
miles to go, man, 30 miles to go. I got a registration of 30 miles to go. Number 87 is gonna try and make his move. When you see an inch, you can see while I'm in a groove. Daddy, 20 miles to go, man, 20 miles to go. I got a witness ratio, 20 miles to go. The wheel is coming loose now, I feel my body shake. I've got to stay right there in front, I got too much at stake. Oh, let's go, yeah! 10 more miles to go, man, 10 more miles to go. I got a witness ratio, 10 more miles to go. I'm heading for the finish. Well, the race is very hot. I feel the pressure on me, but I'm giving it all I got. Oh, come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No more miles to go, man. No more miles to go. My hot rod's all in flames, and I'm the one who stole the show. No more miles to go, man. No more miles to go.
And he was having you test out the amplifiers and stuff like that. Isn't that how that happened?
I blew up over 50 of his amplifiers. When I went to him first, I said, my name is Vic Dale. I'm a surfer. Could you help me with a guitar? I don't have a guitar. He said, here, I just built this, and it was a Stratocaster. And I picked it up and held it upside down, and he fell off the chair laughing. And he never laughed. He was like Einstein.
Yeah.
His face was always somber, just thinking. So we became a trio, Freddie Tavares, who played the Hawaiian steel guitar for Harry Holmes in Hawaii, all that beautiful Hawaiian music, and also Leo and myself. And we all would meet in a little room, and he said, we would test out. Every time I blew something up, he said, why do you got to play so loud? Why do you got to play so loud? Well, then when Freddie took him to the Rendezvous Ballroom to watch me in front of 4,000 people, he said, now I know what Dick's trying to tell me. Back to the drawing board. And that's when he created the first output transformer, whereas they were always using 10, 15-watt output transformers. Created the first 85-watt output transformer, peaking 100 watts. So we're the pioneer of that. And I just became the pioneer of a 3-inch bodied acoustic Fender guitar where you could strum it all day long and not get a Charlie horse in your back by taking your arm and going over the whole body of 6 inches. And that's another story. And when I put a pickup on it with dual pick guards, it was called the Big Dale Malibu. And then we designed the 100-watt output transformer because I wanted to put two speakers in because the ohms, we had to change the ohms on the output transformer. And that was with JBL Lansing. You know, we had them made the first 15-inch speakers ever done. You know, they say, oh, what are you going to do, put it in a tugboat? And so we wanted a 10-pound magnet in the back, you know, and I wanted aluminum dust cover in the front to hear the click of the pick. And then they said, what do you want to do? We'll put it on a tugboat. And we were laughing. And then Leo just quietly said, if you want my business, make it. And he did. So, and he called it a Showman amplifier with the Dick Dale transformer in there, because he called me a showman, the way I used to jump on top of the speakers. And the color of it was my idea, because of the fact that he had to cover. I was blowing up so many amps so quickly that he didn't have anything to cover this last one for my show. So he found some cream Tolex in the back and he covered it. And he said, don't show it to anybody because it's very impractical. And they'll put cigarette burns on it and spill coffee on it. And I said, oh, but I love it, I love it. And the next week he calls me in and the whole damn room was full of cream Showmans. So we had the Showman, and then that was a single. And we built a 3-foot-high cabinet, 2 feet wide, 12 inches deep, and then no portholes in it. We wanted the speaker to go in and out. And then what happened was I was still jamming a speaker, not burning it like I do the others. I was just jamming it because the speaker was confused with my picking, going tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a talking itself, and it would jam. And if you moved the speaker, it would make a sound like a grounding sound.
Yeah.
And so it's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be very clear. So we went back with JBL, and we figured it out. And he said, Dick, how are you doing this? And we figured it out. It was the way I was speaking. So we had them put a rubber edge around the whole speaker. I never had a speaker jam on me ever since then. I played through the same speaker since 1955.
Wow.
And now, and the only thing that happens to them is that with age, they disintegrate. And that's all. But I never blew a speaker again. Yeah, everything we created, I pioneered everything that came out of his mind. I made corrections when the Stratocaster on the switches and all those kind of things like that. That's what I was, his personal guinea pig. His wife used to say, all the guitar players in the world that Leo has made things for, she says, the only name they ever heard every day when he come home was Dick Dale, Dick Dale, Dick Dale. Because he had me come over his place. I'd sit in his living room on the floor. And we'd listen to Marty Robbins on a monaural speaker, an old Jensen speaker.
Yeah.
It was like a second father to me. And we loved the boats and yachts. And so we had something in common because he would design them all day long at his office. So we had that togetherness. Leo had a favorite saying, when it can withstand the punishment of Dick Dale, it is then fit for the human consumption.
That is great.
And then, you know, and when you talk about karma, on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, you got your Hollywood Rock Walk and everything like that. That was pioneered by Guitar Center. And they have the most beautiful bronze and everything like that. Well, there's hundreds of players in front of that, starting at their store and on Sunset Boulevard. Well, when they wanted me to be there and put my hands in the concrete, they said, Dick, after I did it, they said, where do you want us to put the big foyer with your hands in it? It's all got bronze all around it and the whole works. And I didn't know where. You know, I just looked down, but everything was full. And there was only one square that was, it was a block, you know, and it was next to Leo Fender. It was like, all these hundreds were there, but it was like Leo was waiting for me.
Yeah.
And I said, that's where I want to be. So yeah. It's right next to Leo's hands, and I'm there.
Mr. Peppermint Man.
The voice, the attitude. Robert Gordon is coming home.
I'm a coming home. Gotta make some love. I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove. I'm coming home. It's late. We're about to run out of gas. It's late.
Lanark Records presents Robert Gordon's first release since 2007. I'm coming home.
Why can it be wrong if we could have left home by the quarter to nine? What if you like to be left outside?
Featuring special appearances by Marshall Crenshaw and the Hooters' David Usikinen, arranged and produced by Robert Gordon.
You're saying that it's only love. 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 You're saying that it's only love
say that it's only love.
Robert Gordon, I'm Coming Home, available now on Lanark Records. This is Jammin' James Riley, and we're talking with Dick Dale this episode and exploring lots of great tunes from his catalog, including this one from 1963, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Hi, this is Dick Dale. Keep it tuned here for the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Listen to the thunder.
Ghost Riders in the Sky, that version from 1963's King of the Surf Guitar Project, Dick Dale. Now, Dick talks about the importance of thinking outside of just the surf guitar sound to describe what he does.
In the middle of my show, one of my shows, I do Deep Purple or dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun,
yeah.
Audience, they come apart.
Yeah.
You know, so what's surfing about that? You know, when I sing a country song, a love song, a Mexican song, can I tell you I love you, you know, and so beautifully. What's surf about that?
Exactly.
You know, when I sing the song Fever, never know how much I love you. Well, what is surf about that?
Yeah.
But when I take the solos in these songs, I bang on that 60-gauge string, which is now 58-gauge, but I do all those solos with those heavy-gauge strings, and it just leaps out like a pterodactyl, prehistoric bird screaming, you know?
Yeah.
Love you no more.
Our guest is guitar legend Dick Dale. Now, we played Little Richard at the start of the program. Dick talks about going to see Little Richard at a small venue and meeting someone in his band at that point. Turned out to be Jimi Hendrix.
That's where I met Hendrix before he was Hendrix. I was going it was in the late 50s in Pasadena, California. I was went into this bar because I wanted to see Little Richard, and he was playing at that time to about 30 people, and he had a bass player, and it was Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And old Little Richard, that's how him and I first met, and all those years ago, and then I met Jimi to be Jimi Hendrix later, but and he came and I, you know, to see me, how do you do slides, how do you do this, how do you do that. When I tried to show him the things I was doing, the way I was courting, I play, I guess, he was a true left-hander, so he had to play left-handed. And so that we had to get him neck with the strings to be strong as for a left-handed person. Whereas me, I took a right-handed guitar because when I first got my first ukulele, the book didn't say, turn it the other way, stupid, you're left-handed. Because I held it upside down backwards, and I couldn't figure out why my fingers wouldn't go where the book said. And then I just forced myself to learn that way, and I started with ukulele chords on a guitar when I first got my first guitar, and then it started from there. And then a friend of mine who was a folk singer, he just passed away, God bless him, Nick O'Malley, and he was my first rhythm guitar player. We used to say, Dick, you can't play the guitar that way. You gotta push down on all the strings. You can't just push down on three strings. Yeah, I used to muffle the other strings and not play them. And he said, I don't know how to show you, but what I'll do is I'll draw dots and show you. You try to figure out how to put your fingers that way. So that was the difference between me and Jimi. Jimi played as a true left-handed person. And with a left-handed neck, and I play with a right-handed neck upside down backwards. So I finally learned how to make a full chord, and that I guess that was my blessed day.
something you were nominated for a Grammy for Best Instrumental was Pipeline with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's right. You know what? The first record that Stevie Ray Vaughan, that he learned on his guitar, he said in an interview, was Big Bill's Surfer's Choice.
Wow.
People like Buddy Holly opened for me.
Wow, that's really cool.
I tutored Richie Valens, and his family used to have me come every year when they celebrate. And then to be asked, when you say country music, to be asked to honor and do a song for Joe Maples. I mean, that guy was the father of the double neck guitar.
Yeah.
That I played with, and I also played with Les Paul. Les was in a biography with me, and we played together. And we can go on from there and there and there. I mean, people, and even Keith Moon of The Who. Yeah, you heard of him, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm doing a concert downtown in Hollywood, and he comes up on the stage and while in the middle of my song, grabs the mic and goes, "I'm Keith Moon of The Who." And I says, "Who?" He says, "The Who." He says, "Who?" He goes, I got Ringo, and I got John and Lennon. And he says, "On my album, and if I don't put you on the album, and if you don't play on my album, I'm going to jump the bloody thing." So I got a picture of him in my, someone took a Polaroid
yeah.
In my dressing room. And I says, "I'll do your album for you." And I did. And we went down two nights later into the studio, and we recorded the Both Sides of Moon.
Yeah.
The Ramones. I used to hire the Ramones to come and play at my nightclub that I owned.
Yeah.
And Johnny Ramone was a big, big, big deal music lover. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So they did their first performance opening for me on a TV show when they were starting.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on. And so I've thrown so many people out of my dressing room because they were drinking and smoking. And I didn't know who they were. And they said, "Did you know who you just kicked out of your dressing room?" Because I just don't allow any of that stuff.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Tom Ingram presents the second annual Rockabilly Rockout, October 1st through the 4th at the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. DJs, vendors, all-night bars, and artist performances from Jittery Jack, Furious, Hayden Thompson, Bloodshot Bill, The Sabres, Jack Baymore, Ruby Ann, Mark and the Wild Ones, Rumble King, Cash O'Reilly, and lots more. Tickets on sale now at rockabillyrockout.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Just a moment ago, we heard the 1987 Grammy-nominated Pipeline by Stevie Ray Vaughan and our guest, Dick Dale. Much more coming up with Dick next episode as we really dig into the Dick Dale story. Now, coming up, Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps, but first, from the streets of Liverpool, it's Furious and the tune All Night Long.
Well, I hate to say, and then I know it's true, so I'll let you have your say.
Jump back,
rock, catch, rock.
Put my arms around. down the way. Jump back, honey, jump back. Raise your lips and took a taste. Jump back, honey, jump back. You love me, honey, indeed I do. And she answered, of course I do. Jump back, honey, jump back. 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 Jump back.
I'm John Stamos, and you're listening to the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Says me.
nothing's gonna harm you. Oh, dear, will I harm you? You'll find me hiding high glasses in an ad for quick cash. Smoking in his stand and taking out the trash. Whispering on your radio, late jazz way. Or screaming as you earn at the break of day. Okay, I will find you.
New from the Caesars, Odette. It's from a single available on Wild Records. Ady Clendenning before that from his project Walkin' and Crying. And the tune, My Song, I Ain't That Man. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time for more from Dick Dale. And as always, a lot of great music. As much as we can cram into 1 hour, that's guaranteed. Until then, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.